Good morning. You're listening to Regional News here on KVNF. It's 8 a.m. We've been bringing you some local and regional election results as they come in this morning throughout Morning Edition. Remember, you can visit our website later this morning at kvnf.org for some detailed information on election returns from across those counties, ballot issues, and statewide issues included. The two hotly contested statewide issues on the ballot this year were Amendment 66 and Proposition AA. Amendment 66, the proposed state income tax increase that would fund public schools, has been rejected by Colorado voters. Early returns showed the amendment struggling in multiple counties, and that loss held up through the evening with around 65% of voters rejecting the measure and only 34% of voters approving it. The amendment would have increased state income taxes through a two-tiered system with the new revenue earmarked for public school funding. As the Denver Post reports, the outcome of the amendment vote was clear just over an hour after the polls closed. Critics claimed there weren't enough safeguards in the amendment to guarantee the money would be funneled directly into public education, while supporters said the new revenue would be a much-needed boost to schools across the state, particularly for programs designed to help at-risk and special-needs students. According to the Denver Post, Kelly Mayer, the head of the main opposition group Compass Colorado, said the no vote was a victory for Colorado families. Mayer said the state's education system needs, quote, substantive outcome-driven reforms before tax increases. State Democratic Senator Mike Johnson, who spearheaded the bill's move into the legislature, said while both sides agree on what needs to be done for schools and students, the vote simply shows there isn't agreement on how to pay for those improvements. And meanwhile, Governor John Hickenlooper, who's also a strident supporter of the amendment, said his administration remains, quote, committed to common sense solutions. The other hot-ticket statewide item on the ballot was Proposition AA, the move to place an additional excise tax on retail marijuana when pot shops open up next year. Colorado voters approved that measure with close to the same numbers as Amendment 66 was rejected by. Around 65% of voters are welcoming the new tax, with only 35% voting against it. Local tax measures on retail pot were approved by voters in Boulder, Littleton, and Manitou Springs. Results from similar questions in places like Carbondale and Silverthorne and Pueblo County are still coming in. But as of this morning, Carbondale voters have approved an additional 5% excise tax and a 5% sales tax on retail pot. Returns are showing a strong victory for that measure, with 73% of Carbondale voters approving the new tax and only 28% voting against it. The victory of Proposition AA marks another step in Colorado's historic legalization of marijuana. It's still unclear just how much money the new industry will bring in both sales and taxes, but Colorado's Voters Guide estimated retail pot sales could bring in about $67 million a year. As the Denver Post is reporting, around $27.5 million of that money will now be taxed and used for building public schools. Supporters of Proposition AA have said the money is needed to ensure the state has a solid regulatory framework in place for the newly legalized industry, mainly to keep the federal government at bay from interfering with retail pot sales. And they've also said that money is necessary to pay for the enforcement of regulations. Critics, meanwhile, have argued the tax will place an unnecessary financial stress on the industry and could drive marijuana users back to the black market if retail prices become too high. Here's a look at how the votes on those two issues broke down throughout the KVNF listening area. Following the statewide vote, Amendment 66 was defeated in Delta, Montrose, Ouray, San Miguel, Mesa, and Gunnison counties, while Proposition AA was approved in all those counties, also following the trend of voters across the state. Taking a look at the regional school board races, with around 10,000 ballots cast so far this morning in Delta County, the question of whether to increase taxes to fund the Delta County Library District, one of the ballot issues there before the school board races, has been voted down. The measure lost by just around 1,400 votes in Delta County, though of the 82 people in Montrose who voted on the issue, 53 did approve it and still only 29 turned it down. Still, most of the ballots for the tax increase proposal in Delta County were cast in Delta County, and the measure will not pass. In the school board races in Delta County, Jan Tuen ran unopposed, and so takes the District 5 director's seat. the race for the District 1 seat has proven to be a close one. Ronald German is so far leading Gary Coates by just under 100 votes. That's a split of 50.6% in favor of German to 49.4% for Coates. Coates is, however, leading German by just one vote, with voters from Montrose County voting in the Delta County School Board races, but a total of only 51 votes were cast in that race from Montrose County. The Delta County Independent has also said it appears German is the winner for that seat, but we'll continue to keep you updated on the returns as they come in on our website at kvnf.org. Tammy Smith has won the school board seat for District 4, beating out Mike Mason by a large amount. About 75% of voters chose Smith, with just over 6,000 votes cast in her favor, compared with around 2,500 votes for Mason. The votes for the District 4 seat from Montrose County broke down similarly, with voters favoring Smith. And looking at the Montrose County school board races, Gail Johnson appears to have won in Montrose County over Katie Smits and Jenny Sopcich for the District C seat. Votes from Ouray County for the Montrose school board races actually favored Smith slightly over Johnson, but just by 5 votes. In the race for the Montrose School District E seat, Mark Bray has won over Jessica Crane, 55-45%. That breaks down to about 4,600 votes for Bray compared to 3,700 for Crane. The winner for the 1 Norwood School Board position up for election looks to be Zandon Bray. Bray's ahead this morning by just 15 votes. And looking around at some local ballot issues as returns come in this morning from the state of Colorado, Delta County voters have agreed to abolish term limits for the county's clerk and recorder, treasurer, surveyor, and its assessor. The move to increase the Grand Mesa Water Conservancy District's debt has passed in Delta County as well by a large share. Nearly 2,500 voters approved the measure compared to only 876 against it. And Telluride's hotly contested proposed tax on sugary beverages, which has become known as the soda tax, has been rejected by voters. According to returns, so far this morning, 683 Telluride residents have voted against it, with only 313 voting in favor of the new tax. In Gunnison County, the measure to increase taxes to continue funding and improve funding for the Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District services has been voted down. The new at-large mayor of Ouray will be Pamela Larson. Larson ran unopposed for that seat. And the winners of the 4-year term Ouray council member positions appear to be Glenn Boyd and John Ferguson. And we're still keeping you updated this morning through our website at kvnf.org with detailed election returns. You can visit the website later this morning as we get more finalized results from the state of Colorado. So far, the ballot totals for Delta County have been around 10,000, with just around 11,500 ballots having been cast in Montrose County. We'll continue to keep you updated on those numbers on our website. That's kvnf.org. You are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, here on the morning after Election Day. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.